there, boys and girls, and welcome to the first ever Sparky Buddy Improv Show. I am your host, David Pstansky, and since this is the first ever episode, let me give you a quick introduction to what this is before we proceed to pelt your ears with nonsense. So, the Sparky Buddy Improv Show is an audio improv show from Sparky Buddy Productions. It'll feature lots of different performers playing silly word and improv games. Now, seeing as this is our first ever episode, I do just want to give you the quick heads up that what you're about to hear is material from our first ever recording. So what, I hear you ask? Well, the first few episodes are made up of material from our first two recordings, and as such, we're still ironing out a few of the details with the show's format, recording quality, and a third point, because everything sounds better in threes. And one last thing before we begin. Please do make sure you subscribe, like, share, follow, tweet, and tell all your friends about us, because that would be really encouraging and help give my life purpose. To find us, we are Sparky Buddy Film on Twitter, at Sparky Buddy Film. We are Sparky Buddy Productions on Facebook and Instagram, and YouTube also. And our website is www.sparkybuddy.com. Okay, now that's done, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to the first ever Sparky Buddy Improv Show. This is an audio improv show of goodness. On today's show, there is myself, David Pstansky.
And me, Jamie Laird.
I'm Louise Gray.
I'm Andrea Skeet.
And Rob Langston.
Andy Smart.
Robert Roy.
Charlotte Chin.
And now we've got that out of the way, Louise and Andre, we're going to do an alphabet scene to explain the rules of this. I will be timing you. You will have 90 seconds to do a scene based on the suggestion we'll come up with presently, and you'll have to follow the alphabet, so each following sentence starts with the next letter. So, for example, are you okay? But why do you ask? Can't you see I'm upset? Don't talk to me like this. And so on and so forth. So, to begin with, can I have a suggestion from our fellow performers of a place of work?
A dog grooming salon.
So we are at a dog grooming salon, as suggested by Andy. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
C.
C. So we're going to start at the letter C, and we're going to try and get back to the letter C. Go for it.
Can't you see we don't do cats?
Do you know what? I don't want to talk about it.
Every time you come in, you bring some kind of furry animal, which isn't a dog.
Why are you talking to me like this?
God, you are so annoying. You're so annoying. Just dogs, not cats, not budgies.
Just leave me alone, okay? I've had enough.
I cannot believe you just laughed in my face.
Jog on. Just jog on.
Kyle! You're such a meanie! I can't believe you told me to jog on! I can't believe you blasted my face and
love,
you brought...
Love, just leave it, okay?
My goodness me. So, this is how it's going to be, is it? Maybe I'll resign.
No, you won't. You will not resign, please.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Do you really think I won't?
Oh, God. I don't know, maybe you will.
It's a P, I think. That's the P.
The next letter is P.
Please.
15 seconds
quite
remaining.
Right, then I will.
Really? You really will?
Sure, why not?
Five.
Get another job.
Four.
Touché.
Three.
Touché.
Two.
Up yours.
And we have reached time. Give a round of applause. They almost made it. They did not quite make it. Now, Jamie, since we're here, we're going to do another one of these. Can I ask for a suggestion of a problem that people would like solved in the world?
Not enough breadsticks.
There's not enough breadsticks in the world. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet, please?
P.
So we will start at P. Oh,
and I struggle with the latter end of the alphabet.
It's tricky.
This is going to be interesting. Okay,
right,
so we'll start with P and we will go through to P. We're trying to solve that there are not enough breadsticks in the world. And here we go.
Peter, can I talk to you about something?
Quincy, what seems to be the matter?
So, you know we were talking yesterday about what we should have for lunch. Right. I want to raise an issue of great importance to me.
So we were talking yesterday. Was this about that problem?
To a point.
undo your thoughts and speak them.
Very well. What I want to say is breadsticks.
What about them?
Xylophones everywhere.
You always go on about xylophones when you get nervous. It's understandable, though.
Zut alors, ma. Je ne comprends pas.
Are you just going to speak gibberish and foreign languages to me? Are we going to actually talk about breadsticks?
Breadsticks. That's what I want to talk about.
Cutlery. We need some cutlery to be able to trap the breadsticks.
I forgot the cutlery again.
Single time we get here, you forget the cutlery.
Forget the breadsticks. So that's what we're coming back to, breadsticks. I need to remember.
Get the bread that's got the herbs already infused within.
Half the bread. Remove the breadsticks.
I think
from
we
it.
Should get on with this if we're going to do it in the next 6 seconds.
Jump to the point, you mean?
Kill the breadsticks. Oh, we ran out of time. Oh, no. Look at that. So David sets up a game and he completely fails at it on his first attempt. And what I can say we're going to do now is a question battle. We're once again going to have 90 seconds for the people watching this. I'm just some weird man leaning over a table. But we're going to have a question battle. And the way this works is we'll once again have 90 seconds, in which case each of our performers will have 5 lives. And everything they say has to be a question. If they fail to ask a question, or I feel that they're not asking questions in the spirit of keeping the scenes interesting and different, they will lose a life. Whoever has the most lives at the end will win, and that's if they reach the end. So first up, we're going to have Jamie and Rob. Can I have a suggestion of a type of car?
Toyota Argo.
That's a very specific Toyota Argo. Yes, okay. And can I have a suggestion of some kind of secret thing you may find hidden inside this car?
Gold.
So we have a quantity of gold hidden in this Toyota. Question battle. Take it away.
What kind of car is over there?
I don't really know. Do you know?
Oh, that is not a question. You lose a life.
Because my brain's just getting the rewards of the game now. Don't you know?
I was wondering if you think there are any forms of precious metals in that car.
Why would I think that?
Why would you believe that it wasn't the case?
Why would you think there is a precious metal in a random car?
Why does anybody believe that the alchemy can be achieved through automotion?
Penalty notice warning. No more starting the questions with why.
What are you on about?
Have you ever thought about the Japanese?
In what way?
In a purely functional way, I ask you, can you see...
I was going to say, that's not quite so... Four lives
I was setting
each.
Up the case.
30 seconds remain.
Semicolon. Do you find this funny?
Do you?
I wanted to ask if you had any compulsion towards vehicles.
Technically, that is not a question. You lose a life.
What do you mean by vehicles?
And we have reached time. And Robert, you have 4 lives. Jamie, you have 3. Robert, you win that game.
Right.
Right, well done.
He said what?
Right, next up, guys, we have...
We're on the same team.
We have... Don't worry about the teams. Already we haven't introduced
them. We turned us against each other.
Right, so next up we have Rob, not to be confused with Robert, and Louise. Can I have a suggestion of a famous person, please?
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Tina Turner is what you guys are dedicating your life around. We're going to find out why in this question battle, which will begin and go.
Why do you like Tina Turner so much?
Why do you think I like Tina Turner so much?
I don't understand why you...
It's not a question.
How about, is not a question? Shall we listen to Proud Mary?
Why would I want to listen to Proud Mary?
Can you think of any other song and tell me right now if you can think of another song? Which is better than Proud Mary?
How does it go again?
What's the first line?
Why would I know that?
Could it have something to do about rivers and rolling?
What with rivers would be rolling right now?
Penalty notice to Rob. He's basically asking back the same questions.
Am I thinking about Celine Dion?
Who's Celine Dion?
Do you not know who Celine Dion is?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Have you seen Titanic?
Which is Titanic again?
Oh, penalty to Rob, asking back too many questions based off the same.
I think I'm lied. Didn't Titanic sail 100 years ago?
Oh, hesitation for Louise. And we have reached time. Louise, you win that game.
Easily won that game.
So, the next game, just to explain it to you, is review in the style of. So, Jamie, you're going to be doing a review of The Lion, The Witch and the Wardrobe, as is the tradition. You're going to have 90 seconds to do this, but along the way, I'm going to throw different styles at you to continue your review in. Okay, so review of The Lion, The Witch and the Wardrobe. Take it away.
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis is actually a Christian allegory from what I've read. Now, one of the things that it's supposed to be about is God. And I tried to avoid that when I first read it. I didn't realize. I thought it was about a bunch of kids that got into a
Continue this in the style of Donald Trump.
And then they, and you know what they did? I'm going to tell you what they did. They got into that wardrobe. Yeah, they got into that wardrobe and they got in there. And on the other side, you know what's on the other side. You're never going to believe what's on the other side. And then I was, and the thing is, I'm a much better at you.
Continue in the style of Maggie Smith.
Well, the thing is, the wardrobe, do you know Maggie Smith? I'm not quite sure she is, but I think she's something like this. It was absolutely beautiful. Taffeta, I believe it was made of. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful coat made of the finest materials. And I stroked it. It was rather like this microphone, in fact. And anyway, I put it on. And behind...
Continue in the style of Blue Peter.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to make our own wardrobes. So I want everyone at home to collect some of these egg box cartons and attach them with some sticky back plastic onto your wardrobe at home. Then, when you open the wardrobe door, bash your head against the wardrobe.
Continue
egg box
in the style of Batman.
And the lion came in. The lion had no father, like me. He was saying, hey, where are you from? I said, I come from underground.
And that's exactly where he stayed, because I actually let you run over by 10 seconds. Oh, well done. Yeah. Excellent. Right. Fantastic. Okay, Rob, can I have a suggestion from our performers of a film?
Finding Dory.
Finding Dory. Rob, we would like you to do a review of Finding Dory, and take it away.
Finding Dory is a new film which has just come out, which I believe is a sort of follow-on for the film Finding Nemo, which came out a few years ago, and it involves a fish who cannot really remember.
Continue in the style of Dory. Continue in the style of an obituary.
Dory was a very talented fish. Born 17 years ago in the South Ocean. She first of all studied at Oxford and then progressed when she remembered.
Continue in the style of Basil Fawlty.
What? Hmm? Yes, well, what was I? What were we talking about a fish for? I have no idea what it is. Well, if you have to talk about a fish, I suppose, what was it about? I mean, I've got better things to do really than this, but...
Continue in the style of Adolf Hitler.
This fish! This... Right! You should kill the fish! What, they are here? They must be shut down. It's a fish. Whatever. And they forget what they're doing.
And well done. Excellent. Okay, Louise, you're going to be reviewing a video game for us. So, can I have a suggestion of a video game, people?
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. So, Louise, you're going to be reviewing World of Warcraft. Take it away.
The long-awaited World of Warcraft is finally out, and millions of geeks across the country are sweating with excitement. Follow your little elfin creature into the forest and see how many little bags of meat you can find.
Continue in the style of a cooking show.
So, what you need to do then is take the bag of gold that you've just found and take it to the local paladin, stir it around, and he'll come up with a lovely little magic spell for you, and then pop it in the oven, 200 degrees.
Continue in the style of a news reporter who has a wedgie.
Welcome back. So, well, World of Warcraft, as we have just been reporting on, has hit the world by storm, and excuse me one moment, I just need to
continue in a Scottish accent.
Well, you know, I can't really do the Scottish accent, even though in World of Warcraft there is actually a Scottish dwarf, because we all know that dwarf
continue
Scottish
in the style of a cartoon character.
And you can get, like, loads of like, orcs, and you can kill the orcs. And, oh, my God, quick, you gotta run, because the little goblins might come and get you as well.
And scene. Well done. Excellent. Well done. So, we are going to play Every Sentence Must. Can I have a suggestion? Guys, tell us a category of something. Flowers. Oh, my God. Okay. You're going to do better at this than me. Right. Okay. No, I'm just saying about me being bad. I've been accused of sexism only an hour into the show. Right, so can I actually have a suggestion of another place of work? Okay, right. Okay, so every sentence we say must include the name of a flower. Here we go, and we are deep sea diving. So, my little petal, will you come and join me underwater?
Blub, blub, blub.
You need to take the respirator out, you daffodil.
Oh. Gosh, everything's so rosy down here.
Yes, and look at the sun flowering above us like that. It's wonderful. Oh. Bright day.
Peanut peas, darling. Peanut peas.
Petunia, I can't understand a word you are saying to me.
Can you smell lavender?
I do happen to know that some flowers were hang on a moment, I just need to put my respirator blah, 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 blah,
you look blah. Rather blue. Are you sure that the you look rather blue and I can hear bells ringing?
Bluebells? Are you going mad?
I think I may be going mad, and I think I've got
some. Oh, we've gone over a minute, so I'm going to say that was a stonking success. Well done, well done. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to completely and shamelessly rip off Just a Minute by doing just a monologue. And the way this will work is each of our performers will be given a character or a historical figure, a character from fiction or a real person, and they will have to speak as that character about a problem that they are going through, and they will have to do it without repetition, deviation, or hesitation. And we're all going to be competing to last the longest. We will not be taking over the subject. It will just be for who can say they lasted the longest towards the 90 seconds. So, Robert, you will be up first. Can I have a suggestion of a character from fiction or a historical person? Winnie the Pooh. You are Winnie the Pooh, Robert, and you are having a problem with something. What is that? There is no more money in the jar. Oh, okay. It could be money.
He's bankrupt.
Okay, he's bankrupt. Winnie the Pooh is bankrupt, and you have 90 seconds.
Honey,
if
or
anyone
money,
hears either, just go
either or either
incorporate
or.
Both. Okay. Okay, guys, if anyone hears that he's gone wrong, shout out freeze. Here we go. Go for it.
Oh, Piglet, I've lost it all. I can't find it anywhere. I thought I had it, but now it's gone. I've looked up, down and everywhere. No matter how hard I try, the location of what I'm looking for cannot be found. It's such a sad day. Almost as sad that time Rabbit lost all of his carrots. But much sadder.
Repetition of sad. Very true. Yes, very small words at this stage we will allow. But if you just go I, and, that will be gamesmanship and we won't allow it. So you can keep track of this and our listeners at home can keep track of this. 24 seconds. Next up, Rob. Can I have a suggestion of a character for Rob? Harry Potter. You are Harry Potter, and Harry Potter is worried about something. What is Harry Potter worried about?
Wand droop.
Wand droop. His wand is drooping. Talk about that subject for us in 90 seconds. Go.
I have a real problem at the moment. My wand is drooping. I don't know how it happened or how it came about, but one day I just opened up my wand case and...
Wand. Oh, wand. You made it 14 seconds, Rob. Oh, okay. So let's have a historical person this time for Andy.
Henry VIII.
Henry VIII. And can I have a suggestion of something, in fact, that Henry VIII is delighted about?
His royal mail.
His royal mail. Henry VIII is delighted about his royal mail. Take it away. Go.
Well, I'm very happy that I received two letters this morning, one from my first wife, one from...
Oh, repetition of one, unfortunate. Made it for 11 seconds. Sorry. It is tricky. Sorry. Okay.
Three words.
Okay, if it's like and or but, we'll allow people to get away with it. We will be ruthless, though, just because people listening at home will be ruthless otherwise. So, okay, I will have a go at this and see how well I can do. Okay, so what character or person shall I be?
Napoleon.
Okay, fantastic. And what am I upset about?
My hat.
My hat, okay. I cannot believe it. I don't want to admit it, but my hat is lost. I think I know where it may be, and... Sorry? I, that's a single letter word. Oh, I'm going to say that's a false start.
Four times.
Okay, fair enough. Four times. Okay. No, fair enough. Okay.
No, but he said I about
four times. I'll allow this to stand. I will. 16 seconds. Okay.
What can't you repeat?
Well, apparently anything. Small words like I or and or if or but, as long as that they're not I. If you have other words in between the I's, I would have allowed it, but you guys are just bitches. So, Andre, let's see how long I allow you to last on this. Right, okay. Can I have a suggestion of a character or historical person for Andre?
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher. You are Margaret Thatcher, and can I have a suggestion of something you have as a secret?
She's on Tinder.
Margaret Thatcher is on Tinder in 90 seconds, if we can make it. Take it away.
Well, I have a wonderful secret. Ooh, I can't wait to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you what is happening.
Oh, unfortunately, oh, Andre. Tell is a four-letter word. And it can be cruel. So, Louise, let's have a suggestion of a person for you.
Chairman Mao.
Say it to the mic, because I couldn't catch what you're saying either.
Chairman Mao, she doesn't know who it is.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
What is the Chairman Mao having a problem with?
You don't know either, do you?
I'm joking for the camera.
His shoes have worn out.
His shoes have worn out. Take it away.
Well, hello. My name is Mr. Mao, and I have a problem which I would like to talk to all of you about. The thing is, I have a stone in between my toes, which got there because the sole of my shoe was so thin that I actually had a hole in it. Who knew that that could happen if the leather wasn't supple enough and you were going over mountains and under dales and through the forests and swimming a little bit as well? Let me tell you, it does. And it hurts really badly. It's like 1,000 people sticking needles into your eyeballs over again. And then they take your hair and they pull it around your neck. And then they try and strangle you with it. But back to my poorly tootsies. Blisters and lost toenails everywhere. They came back once. I thought I was going to be okay. Then they fell off again. They... I said they didn't die.
3 seconds to go.
Does that redeem me for not knowing who Chairman Mao is?
I have no idea who this chairman is. So, okay. Right, so. Let's have a character for Jamie.
Kaiser Soulsy.
If you like. Okay, so Kaiser Soulsy. Do you know, I need to look up my
history. It's my turn to see. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Fiction. Kaiser Soulsy.
Right, okay. This is what we're going for. And, yeah, and he... He has got a problem with being fictional by the sounds of it. So that is your thing, and take it away.
The problem with being fictional is that I do not exist in this world as I know it. Walking around in my unreal world, I have occasion to come upon others with legs that are broken. This limb of mine, which is not healed, but quite the opposite, has caused me some trouble, until one time I fell over and bashed my skull against the crimson pavement. Why was it red, you may ask, this pedestrian way? I had fallen there earlier, and that was a repetition. But nobody noticed.
He called repetition on himself. Well done. Okay, so. Yes, alas. Okay, so let's have one more character, please, this time for Charlotte.
Juliet.
Juliet.
Yeah.
Romeo and
Juliet. We will
from
find
Romeo you. And Juliet. Or you could be Juliet Bravo, either.
Or Juliet the gnome from...
We will find
Romeo
out.
Romeo and Juliet.
We will find out which Juliet she is, talking about her identity crisis. Take it away.
So, basically, I met this guy. He was really hot. But it made me think a lot about who really am I? Do I even like boys? Do I like girls?
Oh, do I like as a repetition? Unfortunately so. Okay, as a phrase. Well done, guys. Take a seat. We'll leave this absolutely one round. So this works very much in the same way that Question Battle does. You have number of lives, but you must speak, and this is speed is of the essence with this game, is a tip for our performers. You'll be pulled up on hesitation frequently. Everything you say must be single-syllable words, so you can say hi, but not hello. Okay, I'm going to swap out, let someone else have a go at this. Who would like a go at this game? Going once, going twice. And he'll do it by himself. Okay, I'll do it then. Screw you guys. No, okay, so here we go. Can I have a suggestion of where we are and what we are doing?
You're in a graveyard.
We are in a graveyard.
And you are smoking a doobie.
We are smoking a doobie. Don't do drugs, people. Right. Okay. So, single syllable, we are in a graveyard smoking doobies. Take it away. Can I have some pot, please?
Sure.
Is it good pot?
Great stuff.
Do you have the big, fat kind?
I do. Cash?
How much?
10.
10? It was only 5 last time.
Only!
Oh!
10 now.
Are you just a man that likes to rip off poor kids like me?
Yes, I do.
You bitch.
I'm high.
Will you swap pot for sex?
Any good?
Any.
Oh. Yes, but if you want it hard, you may have to wait. The pot is kicking in. I can feel it.
Come again?
Again.
Again!
I can't come once more for at least 25 minutes.
Minutes? How many lives?
He's gone.
Just take it.
Okay, I will.
Oh, well,
oh man. Right. Something you might want to achieve.
A career.
An Olympic gold in gymnastics is a better suggestion, Charlotte. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry, but Andy's suggestion trumped yours.
Yeah.
So, you want to achieve an Olympic gold in gymnastics. This game is called Last Letter, and the way it works is that the following sentence has to start with the last letter of the previous word of the previous performer. Do we get the idea?
Yes.
So if you say the word hi as the last word you say, the next sentence from the next performer has to start with I. Exactly. We'll see how well this goes.
Yeah.
I'm purposely trying out some tricky ones today to see how well they work as a format idea. Right, and you're trying to win an Olympic gold in gymnastics. Take it away.
Stacey, you've got to pull yourself together.
Really? I really, really want to win this.
So do I.
I don't know how, though. Tell me, help me.
Every time you get on the pommel horse, you've just not got to fall off.
Flipping hell, is that it? Is that the advice you're giving me?
Every time you get on the balance beam, do a little wiggle.
Eh? A wiggle? What's a wiggle gonna do? Tell me, please.
Easily, it'll win the judges over because the judges love a wiggle. They call it things like triple axel and stuff.
Flipping hell, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I really don't. Maybe. I think I'm going to do that.
Touché, my friend. Tell me, what is it that you're finding really hard about gymnastics?
See, it's...
And scene. Well done, guys.
Excellent.
Okay. For our poem of the week. Can I have the title of our poem of the week, please?
Sunny Hillside.
The poem of the week is Sunny Hillside, as performed by Charlotte. Here we go.
Sun, sun, sun on the hillside, so sunny, so dark. Yes, dark, that's how I see the sun, dark and fiery, in my soul, in my blood. Darkness as the sun rises on the hillside, so sunny, sunny, please stop my soul. My soul is breathing fire, and there you stand, there, in the sun, looking into it, and you're blind.
Oh, she's a poet. Oh.
That was actually remarkably good. I feel quite upset. That was really good. Well done. Excellent. Thank you very much, Charlotte. Excellent. Fantastic poem. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I wanted to see actors fail, and she failed me at that. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed the shows. And my name is David Bastansky. You can find me on Twitter at David Bastansky. My website is www.davidbastansky.com. That's P-U-S-T-A-N-S-K-Y, as I know that no one can spell or even pronounce Bastansky. This is a Sparky Buddy Productions production. You can find us on Twitter at Sparky Buddy Film. On Facebook, just look up Sparky Buddy Productions. And of course, by going to www. www.sparkybuddyproductions.co.uk. Jamie, tell us who you are and where we can find you.
Hello, my name is Jamie Laird, and I'm online on Twitter, I believe, at Jamborini79. And that's keeping you up to date with everything I'm doing.
Fantastic. Louise.
Hello, I'm Louise Gray, and you can find me on Twitter as well, at Louise Jane Gray, Jane with a Y, Gray with an A. And website coming soon, www.louise-gray.com.
My name's been Rob Langston. I am currently doing a show called 40 Towers, The Dining Experience. This is why I have a moustache at the moment, why it's not actually a choice, fashion choice or anything. You can't see this, obviously, but it's playing variously
and
around.
It's playing around. Is there a website where people can find out where it is?
There is, and I should know this. If you just Google 40 Towers, The Dining Experience, I'm sure that will come up there.
Okay, so no one's going to go to see that because he doesn't know where you can find it. But thank you very much, Rob.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.
Hello. Yes, my name is Charlotte Chin, two N's.
Do you have a website on Twitter?
I do. My Twitter is Charlotte Chin with two N's.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Charlotte.
My name's Andre Skeet. Where can you find me? I am on Twitter at A Skeet, I think. But yeah, SKEETE. So yeah, it's me.
I'm Andy Smart. You can find me all over the place. And you can find out where I'll be at Andy Smart. On Twitter.
Hi, I'm Robert Roy. You can find me on Twitter at @r_JonesStandUp. Yeah, stand up. That's find me on Twitter where I'm doing stand up all over London.
Yeah, that'll do. I need to pack down. Thank you so much, guys. I really enjoyed that. I think certainly we've got at least one good show out of it.
A couple of minutes of material.
But there's certainly a couple of